Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Clare County Council has published its draft Climate Action Plan 2024 to 2029 as local authorities are required to under the Climate Action and Low Carbon Development Amendment Act 2021. The draft plan aims to position County Clare as a national leader in climate action and strengthen the delivery of effective action at local and community levels. Morgan Lahav is Clare County Council's Climate Action Coordinator. He first explained what his job entails.
Across the country, central government have decided that there's a need for core climate action teams within local authorities. So across the country, there's climate action coordinators and climate action officers, and indeed community climate action officers being installed in each local authority. And I suppose our main function here is to make sure that we mainstream climate through all the projects we do, all the assets we have. We have, of course, targets to meet by 2030. 51% carbon emissions reduction from a 2018 baseline, and also we have to have a 50% increase in energy efficiency by 2030. So I suppose our main objective in that regard will be to ensure that the council meets those objectives.
So there are two parts to this, Morgan, because you have to ensure that your own assets are compliant, I suppose, but the whole county, that is part of your brief as well.
Yes, what we have to look at is how we can support communities in terms of climate action and how we can support different sectors in relation to helping to reduce their emissions across the county. So the Community Climate Action Fund will kick off in the next few months, and that will provide financial support to communities across the county in relation to different types of climate action, whether it's energy efficiency, whether it's across health and well-being or biodiversity. So that's one area in which we'll be looking to help out communities. The second area is climate awareness and climate literacy, and there's a chapter in our upcoming climate action plan about the need to explain in plain English, I suppose, the scientific context of climate change. So I suppose that everyone around the county understands what it means and the potential impacts for the future.
It's something we all have to be aware of. Some communities are already doing some work for their own local area, whether it be in the area of biodiversity or sustainability, but we want to educate everybody about what we can do so we can meet those targets that you mentioned.
Yes, absolutely, and I suppose everyone is aware of the work that, you know, tidy towns and community groups in general do across the county. Innis Tidy Towns obviously put sustainability very high up in their key actions. But also across the county, we have sustainable energy communities, and we'd be hoping to support CLDC, and we'd be hoping to support communities to build sustainable energy communities to a higher number and to be able to fund energy efficiency projects and help not only biodiversity projects, but help communities reduce their own emissions. And to do that, there has to be an understanding of why they're doing it.
And there are so many ways in which local communities can get involved and do their own bit. The Climate Action Plan then, this is the draft plan. What's this all about?
This really puts down on paper the key actions and objectives of Clare County Council in the next 5 years in relation to climate action. It's really developed in two strands. One is what we can do, what we're fully accountable for. So we have to reduce our emissions by 51%, as I said, in relation to our own buildings, how they're thermally heated, in relation to our transport fleet. When you collectively put local authority transportation fleets together, it's one of the largest fleets in the country. So there's a big challenge there to optimise our fleet and to look at sustainable alternative fuels to reduce our emissions in that regard. We also have to look at our buildings in terms of how we can generate our own electricity, you know, more photovoltaic. But there's also a lot of very positive work already undertaken by Clare County Council. The building we're in here now, Pat, is primarily heated by biomass heating, and the Cliffs of Moher, for instance, is a geothermal heating system. So there's already very positive work, and we hope to build on that. But also the second strand is across the community and how we can get involved with communities across funding some climate action projects and through awareness and advocating. Obviously we have a planning section like every local authority does, and there's some actions there in terms of spatial planning and how we can support and help businesses to engage in the energy sector, for instance. The Shannon Estuary Plan will be supported via the Climate Action Plan, and there's a lot of key actions within that that hopefully will build energy security in the area. There's benefits that can come out of that, like economic growth, jobs, upskilling, you know, that type of thing.
This, of course, Morgan, is a draft plan. It would suggest, of course, that it's not set in stone, because you want the public to get involved. How can the public, and when can they get involved?
Well, we've had a very successful pre-draft consultation. We'd, you know, about 250 submissions around the county. We got involved with the TY students. They're the next generation, of course, and their voice has to be heard when informing a plan like this. But now the plan is drafted, so it's going back out, and we'd like to hear from people again. There's about 80 to 90 actions. We're going to have a 6-week consultation period, so it's November the 23rd. We're closing for submissions. We have environmental studies, Natura impact statement, and an SEA done informing the plan. So we'll also be carrying out a number of evening engagements at each municipal district on the 6th, 7th and 8th of November, where people can pop in, ask questions, leave submissions, so we'd welcome them.
And how important, Morgan, is it that the public does get involved?
Well, like any plan, it's very important. Like, as public servants, what we're doing is we're acting on behalf of the people of County Clare. So this plan should have the objectives and the voice of the Clare people within it. So the more people that get involved, the more people that give us their view, the more it should be reflected on the final plan.
That was Morgan Lahav, Climate Action Coordinator with Clare County Council. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.